The two top, slowing the room for two, two nervous strangers, one quiet table, and a server who lets the whole thing unfold at its own pace. You clock at the second they sit down, the two careful small talk, the menu held a little too long, the way neither of them has decided where to put their hands. A first date, unmistakably, and without a word to anyone, you start slowing your whole section down around them. Extra beat before the check-in. A little more time between courses. The lover's card was never really about romance alone. It's about the choice to make room for something to happen. Let yourself be the quiet architecture of somebody's good night. You won't get thanked for it, mostly because they won't notice you did it. That's the whole point. Give this table the version of tonight where nobody's rushing them toward the door. What may cross your path? You catch a couple choosing their words a little too carefully and slow your approach on purpose. Someone reaches for the check before their date can, and you let the moment happen instead of interrupting. A shared dessert gets ordered that neither of them will admit they wanted alone. You find yourself timing your table visits around a conversation instead of the kitchen's pace. Read the table's rhythm before you read the ticket. Some nights the best service is the service nobody notices you're giving. Your mantra, I make room for what's happening at the table, not just what's ordered.